Have you ever felt like you're just waiting for your turn? Waiting for something extraordinary to happen in your life? Well, what if I told you that you are next for a miracle? Yes, you. But how can you know for sure? Today's let's dive into 5 signs from the Bible that will help you recognize when your miracle is on its way. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. You know that feeling when everyone around you seems to be getting their big break, their moment in the spotlight, while you're still waiting in the wings? It's like you're standing in line at the grocery store, watching person after person get called to the register, and you're left wondering when it'll finally be your turn. You can feel it in your bones that something amazing is just around the corner, but the waiting game can be tough. Well, here's some good news. That feeling of anticipation, that sense of expectancy, it's not just wishful thinking. It's a divine whisper, a gentle nudge from above, letting you know that your time is coming. And not just any time, your time for a miracle. That's right, my friend, you are next in line for something extraordinary to happen in your life. But hold on a second. I can almost hear the skepticism creeping in. How can you be so sure? How do you know that your miracle is truly on its way? Well, fear not, because I'm about to break it down for you. We're going to take a deep dive into the timeless wisdom of the Bible, where we'll uncover 5 telltale signs that your miracle is closer than you think. First up, let's talk about divine timing. You see, God has a way of orchestrating events in our lives with perfect precision. It's like He's the ultimate event planner, making sure that everything falls into place at just the right moment. In Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11, it says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." So when things start to line up in ways that seem too good to be true, when the pieces of the puzzle start to click into place, that's your cue to get ready, because your miracle is on its way. Next, let's talk about peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. You know that feeling when the world around you is in chaos, but somehow you're able to stay calm and collected? It's like you're enveloped in a bubble of tranquility, shielded from the storms raging outside. That, my friend, is a surefire sign that God is at work in your life. In Philippians 4 verse 7, it says, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So when you find yourself in the midst of turmoil, yet you're able to rest in God's peace, take it as a sign that your miracle is just around the corner. Now, let's talk about prayer. You know, that ongoing conversation you have with God, where you pour out your heart and soul, laying your hopes and dreams at His feet. Well, let me tell you something. Your prayers are not falling on deaf ears. In fact, they're like sweet music to the ears of your heavenly Father. In Matthew 7 verse 7, Jesus says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." So when you find yourself praying day in and day out for a breakthrough, when you can't seem to shake the feeling that something big is about to happen, take it as a sign that your miracle is on its way. Now, let's talk about unexpected blessings. You know those moments when something amazing happens out of the blue, when you least expect it? Maybe it's a job offer that comes out of nowhere, a financial blessing that arrives just in the nick of time, or a relationship that blossoms when you least expect it. Whatever form it takes, unexpected blessings are like little love notes from God, reminding you that He's always looking out for you. In James 1 verse 17, it says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above." So when you find yourself on the receiving end of an unexpected blessing, when you realize that God has been working behind the scenes on your behalf, take it as a sign that your miracle is right around the corner. Last but not least, let's talk about supernatural confirmation. You know those moments when God speaks to you in ways that defy logic? When he confirms his plans for you in ways that leave you in awe? Maybe it's a dream that feels like more than just a dream, a vision that sets your heart on fire, or a word spoken by someone else that hits you right between the eyes. However it happens, supernatural confirmation is like God's way of saying, "Hey, pay attention. I've got something big in store for you." In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9, it says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." So when you find yourself on the receiving end of a supernatural encounter, when you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is speaking directly to your heart, take it as a sign that your miracle is on its way. So there you have it, my friend, 5 signs from the Bible that your miracle is closer than you think. Divine timing, unexplainable peace, persistent prayer, unexpected blessings, and supernatural confirmation, all pointing to one undeniable truth. You are next in line for a miracle. So hold on tight, keep the faith, and get ready, because something amazing is about to happen in your life.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.